It's time for the Giz Whiz with Mad's maddest writer, Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 2014, recorded Thursday, November 14th, 2024. For real, it works. On this episode of the Giz Whiz, Diggity has three of his final gadgets from Pepcom's holiday spectacular. I have another What the Heck Is It crappy corner, and your videos all next on the Giz Whiz.
It's the same old show with Dicky D and OMG chat on your PC. It's time for the Giz Whiz because gadgets are his business. They've got a gizmo sickness, geek disease,
under pathology,
rows and rows of USBs, growing glowing LEDs. Get ready for the Giz Whiz now.
Now, and here he is, our gadget analyst, Dick DiBartolo. How you doing, Diggy D?
I am doing good, sir. And you?
Doing good. Doing great. Yeah. Can't complain. Can't complain, I guess. you know, keeping optimism high.
Oh, okay. All right, that's good.
How about you?
That's good. I am good. I am good. Last night, I went to another one of those Tavern on the Green events for the West Side Coalition Against Hunger. And it's a beautiful place if you've never been to Tavern on the Green. And they're very generous. The MC said that Tavern on the Green not only gave the organization the free room, but they are picking up the bill for all the food and all the drinks and the wait staff.
Wow.
So that all donations, of which there were many, would go directly to the West Side Coalition Against Hunger.
Oh my gosh. They picked up all of that and they picked you up and threw you out? Man, that's crazy. They picked up quite a lot.
Yeah. Oh, and.
Yes.
Yes. Dennis and I said, let's go to Central Park and see if any trees left to change colors. And we found something. Unexpected. I have a little 1 minute video.
It's a chat. So Dennis and I finally found
a waterfall.
One of the three waterfalls in Central Park.
That's crazy.
And we have your name on it. So this is Giz Whiz Falls. And we found the second waterfall, slightly smaller. Chad Johnson Falls. Well, that was where Chad Johnson Falls comes out, but this is where Chad Johnson Falls begins.
Now, this doesn't look much to someone who lives in the country, but for a New Yorker, this was quite something that one can take a bus ride. And this end of the park called North Woods is really beautiful. It's like you really have left the city.
Wow.
There's just, I have just a couple more photos. The stonework, to think that this entire park is man-made is pretty astounding.
Yeah.
And when, at certain parts of it, the city noise is totally blocked out. It was great.
That is great. I can't believe that we talked about this last week, and now you found the water fountain. Yes.
I was looking. We were looking for it, and no one said, "Well, we don't know." Well, it turns out the park is very big, so we were looking for it in the 50s and 60s, and it turns out that the waterfalls are past 100th Street.
So
The park runs from 59th Street to 110th Street and is three or four avenues wide. So it's a pretty big park.
That's crazy. And each block, like that that difference, 50 blocks. How much? Like half mile?
Yeah.
What are you?
Two and a half miles.
Two and a half miles.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy. It's really hard to understand how big Central Park is because it looks like... Like, even just photos of it, it just looks like a little square of green. You know, I mean, it looks like a big square of green, don't get me wrong, but not living there.
Yes, they always show, like, the sheep meadow, and it's like a giant lawn.
Yeah. It's like a forest in some parts of it. It's crazy.
But there's a castle somewhere in the park, and I said to Dennis, we have to explore this park more. It's just 3 blocks from here, and we're missing a lot. So
that's great. Anyway. That's really great. Okay, well, back to Pepcom.
Back to Pepcom, and the first gadget you will be able to see when you go to Vegas, and you'll learn out why, and you will like this gadget. You'll learn it all in this video.
Okay.
It's a, what the heck is it? Telephone?
Ray gun.
You know, the telephone is warm. But we're going to find out exactly what it is.
Hi.
How do you pronounce your name?
Mingming.
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 Okay. And what do we have here?
So we have it's called Nikasa Magic One Vacuum Steamer. So it's a Garmin steamer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but a Garmin steamer with a vacuum in there.
With a vacuum?
Yes, correct.
And does it clean as it steams?
Not really. It works that way. Like, about traditional steamers, like, it's easy to use, and that's the reason why it's popular, right? No one likes using iron.
Yes.
But the problem with steamers is it takes forever to remove the wrinkles away, right?
Oh.
And it always leaks water. So what happened with this product is we believe it's going to be a game changer. It has a vacuum in there, and then it creates this. We have this air.
Oh, the vacuum to suck the
Yeah, like
the
suck the
fabric.
The fabric, what is it? Yeah, so let's see. Wrinkles, right?
Yes.
It has the vacuum.
Okay.
This is without a vacuum.
Okay.
This with the vacuum. Okay, check it out.
Oh, that's great.
So do you see how easy it is? It's like single hand operation, right? Like, for most of the part, you can just, like, hand this on a handle or something, and then you do one time, it's done, right?
Wow.
I can probably, like, steam this iron this shirt under 1 minute.
Yeah.
And then for people who travel a lot or even at home, it's like so easy to get your shirt done, right?
Now, is that out now, or is that coming?
It's not. So today is a media preview.
Oh, okay.
It's going to be out on January the 7th,
which is next year,
which is the first day of CES. We're going to do the official launch of that.
Okay, so it's a pre-CES look.
Yes, that's right.
That's great.
But we have the pre-order starting from November.
And the price will be?
The MSRP retail price is going to be $129.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I think it's great.
Yeah. So we have some, like, unique technology in
there.
It's called Air Iron.
Okay.
So it's like works like an iron, but it doesn't have an ironing board.
Right.
Yeah.
It's great. I think it's great. Does it work on my skin?
Oh, wow.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Okay, take care.
I think I like this one, Diggy D. I think I like it.
It's so clever.
Because I've steamed stuff before. You know,
yes.
You like steamer, maybe even some drapes, and you always have that problem is you're grabbing the bottom of it and pulling it towards you, and also steaming at the same time because the steam kind of wants to push the garment away. So this will vacuum the garment close.
Yes,
and steam.
They said that it also sucks some of the steam back in, so that it steams the garment faster, because a normal thing just shoots the steam right through the garment.
Right.
So that's pretty neat to come up with enough vacuum force just to hold the fabric in place, but let the steam still get the wrinkles out.
Yeah. I agree. Honestly, more impressive than I thought it would be in the beginning. Because I like steamers. In fact, I've bought, you know, a few steamers. This actually does seem like an actual improvement on the steamer. Pretty cool. Very, very cool.
So you'll see it. You know, maybe they'll be giving them away at CES.
I hope so. Maybe I can get my shirt steamed live.
Oh, yeah. That...
live at CES. Here's a, they have a video kind of just showing off. Just
yeah, like so this, yeah, that's a lot of technology in there with that motor and, yeah.
I like it. It just kind of makes sense. It just makes sense that this type of product would work really well and be great, especially for travelers. When I mean, honestly, not even just for travelers. I don't like getting out the ironing board. That thing, I don't know if I've ever met an ironing board that doesn't make an insanely annoying screeching sound every time you try to put it away. It is like they're like designed to have like a metal rod in there that makes us. Like horrible nails on a chalkboard sound. Hate ironing boards. Very cool. The Ness, how do you say this? NEAKASA Magic One Vacuum Steamer.
Yeah. I just call it the vacuum steamer. It's easier.
It is.
A name we know, TLC. I stopped by their booth. They have some amazing stuff and take a peek.
So this is pretty amazing. Take a look at that picture. This is new from TCL. And this has got to be, how big is this, Kelly?
98 inches.
Wow.
Tell us about it.
This is a TCL 98-inch QMA. Pricing starts at $2,000 for the lowest size, which is 65 inches.
This is what the smallest size is? What's the smallest you make?
The smallest we make in this is 65.
65, okay.
Yes, this is our 98 inches.
Oh my gosh.
But yeah, QD mini LED technology, quantum dot technology. So you have the best picture and you have great sound with the Q85H sound bar as well.
Is that out now or is that coming?
Yes, both are out now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Over here, is that a photograph?
That is the TCL Next Frame TV.
And what's it called?
The Next Frame TV.
Next Frame TV.
We're waiting for some people to move out of the way.
Is it designed to look like a photo?
Yes, yeah. TCL's Art TV Matte All-in-One. Pricing starts at $1,500.
And every one of them, are there different models of that or just the one model?
Just the one model as of right now.
Okay. So, Kelly, it comes with the frame?
Yes. Retractable frame, wooden color, as well as a white wood color.
So you can take that off if you
yes,
want.
Yes, you can it's take still, it off.
Okay.
If you would like.
I think it's great. And the retail price on that?
Starts at $1,500 for the 55-inch, and it goes up to 85 inches.
Okay.
Yeah.
This
is out now. This easel also can be a purchase as an accessory.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
I see. And the name of this particular TV is the...
Next Frame TV.
Next Frame.
Yes.
Okay. Some amazing stuff from TCL.
Now, they also have a portable projector, which they were making a video with it. So I didn't get to actually play with it. It's up to 102 inches projection, autofocus. Just put it any way you want, and it'll focus itself and straighten any keystone that happens to be there. And no price yet, but by the end of the year, that will be out.
That's crazy. But the 98-inch TV.
Yes, yes. And they do have a 115-inch Q-Class. For $20,000, okay, but the 75-inch version is under $2,000.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's put that in perspective. At 98 inches, which is the one you saw.
Yes.
Diagonally, that is over 8 feet. Okay, Shaquille O'Neal is only 7'1". So you could life-size look at Shaquille O'Neal diagonally, you know, and have some room to spare, which is pretty crazy.
Yeah, but you know what's happening, and it's sort of interesting because the first time I ever saw it was at TLC. the photograph TV is because now people have these enormous TVs on the wall. Mm-hmm. And when you're not watching it, you either have a huge black space or you can put up a photograph. But what they're doing now is designing programs with artwork in it and having a frame around the TV instead of a black bezel, a frame that looks like it is a photo.
Yeah.
The TCL ships with a wooden frame, and I couldn't quite remember if the wooden frame is hidden under the metal frame so that you can have your choice as to what you want. But either way, both frames come with the TV. So my dentist in his office has a photograph that if the patient wants it to be a TV, they just turn it on to the TV mode.
And so, I really like this. I've seen these around. And I definitely, if I had the budget, would stick one of those in my living room instead of a normal TV. Because I think
how big is your TV?
Let me think.
No, the biggest TV you own.
Yeah, the biggest TV I own, I think, is 65 inches. And then This one is, I think this is also 65. If not,
I think it's the one down from it.
Like 55?
Something like that. I thought when you first remember. Put it in.
I wish it still had the sticker on the side, you know, when did you get it from the store? It just tells me all the stats of it. Yeah,
And the thing is, wasn't it on sale for some crazy price?
This TV cost me like $300, something like that. Like, or
yeah,
$600
or something.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. I can't quite remember.
I was thinking, what?
Yeah, yes. Yeah. Yes, yes. And TCL still has, at least when I was buying it, they still have the Roku smart TV system built in. I don't know if they're sticking with the Roku interface or not, honestly.
They offering Google TV and I believe Roku, so you sort of have choices.
Yeah. I personally don't find the Roku interface too horrible. It's very functional. There's only been like once or twice that there's been maybe like a feature that I was just like, I cannot believe that the Roku OS doesn't do this. But in general, it is stable and good. So I prefer that type of platform basically compared to like some of the other smart TV platforms. Some of them are just absolutely horrible. My only issue with the Roku one is it's starting to get a bit, all the apps are getting a bit long in the tooth. They don't seem to run quite as well as when Roku first came out. Anyway, that's cool. Awesome. Yeah. TCL
with some neat stuff.
With massive TVs and those really, really cool frame
I think
TVs.
They said they are now number two. They have sort of become what Vizio was a few years ago. You know, Vizio now, you hardly hear of them. But TCL, yeah. I believe they said they're now the second largest selling TV brand in the States.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, they really did take over where Vizio was.
Yeah.
Back in the day. Okay, moving on.
Something you'll be interested in and you'll help explain what it is because I knew you would like this, but I have very little knowledge of what I saw. It's Otherworld Computing.
Perfect.
Ooh, we're at Otherworld Computing.
Aliens.
So, Chris, what's new?
What's new here at Otherworld Computing is our new Envoy Ultra Thunderbolt 5 SSD. It's the first Thunderbolt 5 SSD available today. Starts shipping tomorrow, and it is going to give you over 6,000 megabytes per second data transfer speeds, basically making your internal and external storage equal. So you can basically work, edit, do everything you need across the board from external drive to internal drive.
And capacity?
2 and 4 terabyte capacities, starting 2 terabyte will be $399 and 4 terabyte will be $599. It's part of our Envoy line of portable storage, which also includes our mini our Envoy, our Electron, and our new Express 1M2, which is portable drive, bus powered, up to 8 terabytes.
Oh my gosh, what is up to 8 terabytes cost?
Up to 8 terabytes is about $1,400.
That is unbelievable. So everything as of this moment is out.
Yeah, everything is out and available as of today.
As what is the website?
OWC.com.
Oh, it is. Okay. Yep. OWC.com.
That is crazy. 6,000.
The speeds are amazing, right?
I don't know what you would need to process. Like, you would render an 8K video in like a second. Okay, like that's like so fast, like, or at least transfer an 8K video, like a movie. Like, I can't imagine. That's crazy. That is absolutely crazy. Now, and OWC is just known for kind of quality, like high quality, professional kind of stuff.
Yeah,
exactly.
Right. Now, he did say those speeds are for Macs, or I guess Apple.
You have to have Thunderbolt, and you probably have to have like an M2 chip.
Yeah,
You know, you need
Thunderbolt 5.
You need the upgraded hardware for Thunderbolt 5, at least, definitely. Otherwise, you're not going to get those speeds. But really, really cool. And I love the design language, which is just basically aluminum, just brushed aluminum.
Yes, yeah.
It's like a block of aluminum. I don't know why. It just feels rugged. I like it. Very cool.
They do great stuff. They do great stuff. So that finishes Pepcom, and that brings us to our next.
Time to get crappy.
But you might want it at Chad's Crappy Corner. Get it.
Okie dokie. This is the next of the What the Heck Is It category.
Mm-mm-mm.
And I decided today, I didn't really spend that much time in the video going over What the Heck Is It. So we have as much time as we want to spend with the gadget to figure out what the heck it is. And this is the gadget, not just a piece or part of the gadget, an entire gadget. And we can go to the product shot here.
Yeah.
Take a look at it. There it is. It has a reflective, like copper colored metal thing right there. This is, it's like silicone. Same thing on the other side. I'll even do you one better.
Holy cow, I have no idea.
Even do you one better. It opens like this. There you go. I think we may have stumped y'all. I can't believe this. I don't see anyone in the chat.
No.
That knows. I see thumb holder, replacement eyeball instead of an eyeglass, a cat toy, an actual eyeball for a giant.
An egg with a shell that you never have to replace.
I am so happy right now. I am so happy. Okay, let's jump in to the video.
Hey diggity, so here we are with our What the Heck Is It gadget. I assume that I've shown this off and you've had some time to guess, but just an up close look at it. One last final idea. What the heck actually is it? I'll even show you the inside. I'm not sure if I did this on the show, but this is a travel lint roller. Yeah, even once I actually found out what it was, it kind of doesn't make sense. So this part right here is sticky. It is really, really, really sticky. And it rolls just like that. Here is the packaging. Reusable grab-and-go lint roller. And then on the back, it kind of explains that you can pop it out, roll it on stuff. But then also this comes out, this gel part, which I haven't done yet. There it goes. That comes out, and now you can wash just this piece of it. So let's test it out. I am a guy. Oh my gosh, I gotta get this back in there. I'm a guy who has pets, and I have linty clothes all the time. So this is just a notorious one. It went through the wash. As you can see, lots of pet hair. And then I also just grabbed a black shirt and then I smooshed it into dog bed a few times. So we have a few options here. Let's go ahead and start with the black one with the white fur because I think it'll be the most obvious. And we'll just do kind of a line. Hey, would you look at that? Okay. Well, I would say that's
pretty
working
good.
The cap went flying. I accidentally bumped that off. Let's see if it can do the whole back of this. It looks like it's losing a little bit of... I'm going to get rid of this other one. Honestly, this black one's good enough. Looks like it's losing a little bit of sticky as we move through. Okay, I think that I may have used all of the stickiness. So let's take a look at this. Yeah, it doesn't feel very sticky anymore. So now
the hair
is covering
out. Yeah.
And wash it. Okay, so here we are. And we're just going to rinse this under water. There we go. Look, I can see all the fur, all the lint is coming off. That's good. Ew, that's gross.
Oh my
gosh. I don't want that to go down the drain and clog. But it looks like this was pretty effective. The surface feels clean. So there we go. Okay, so that was just rinsing it off. It does mention on the back that you can clean with dish detergent. Like I said, I just rinsed it off. But after it's dried, it is sticky once again. Oh. So let's see. And all I did was I wrapped it in a towel really quickly and waited like 40 seconds. And now it's back to dry. So let's try. There we go. Okay. It is working. Sorry, this shirt's just a little bit difficult to maintain in one spot. But yeah, it is still picking up. It's still sticky. We're still delinting. It would be a bit annoying this big of a shirt with this much hair obviously was more for demonstration purposes. But in a travel situation where you don't have much lint and you only need a small spot to clean. How about this one? No? Oh, I got it. There you go. So it kind of works. Here's the cap again. I gotta say, what an interesting, what the heck is it? It ended up kind of working, and it looks like a Pokeball when not in use.
There you go. I'm kind of weirdly impressed with the whole thing. I like it. Like, it's small. I like its size. It's easy to travel. It doesn't seem that difficult. And cheap. It's only $6.88 at Walmart.
Oh, my gosh.
So you can just go get one.
Yeah.
Now, I will say, as someone who uses lint rollers all the time, not quite as effective as using one of the lint rollers where you can kind of peel off sheets.
Oh, yeah, the actual tape.
Yeah, those ones are probably, A+. This, I would say, is a B- at getting rid of the sticky aspect of it. But really can't complain. No batteries required, super cheap, and it works, and reusable. Wow, ScooterX may have found it, though.
Okay.
For
8 cents.
Yeah, it looks cheap. Now, this is a welcome offer, so I'm not exactly sure the real price, but look at that. It looks like I might be saving $4, so maybe it's around $4.37, maybe. That's great.
And what did you pay for yours?
See, I only paid $6.88.
$6.88. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just go to Walmart.
Yeah.
Just pick it up
and get it right away.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. Very, very, very cool. And that wraps it up for the Krabby Corner. With that, let's move on to Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
They're geeky and they're goofy, together they are loopy. When gadgets pass away, he takes them out to play in Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
Fog.
All right. Our warehouse video is from Michael Prine. who I believe is in chat. And before I read his letter, watch his video, because often I'll read the letter and then they say the exact same thing in the video. So here is Michael's video.
Good morning, Dick and Chad. This is Mike Prang in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Earlier this year, I unfortunately left my electric drill outside in the rain overnight. Uh-oh. And the battery died. So I hopped online to order a new one. But this isn't about the drills themselves. It's about what you can do with the battery pack. I discovered this thing, which is a inverter, flashlight. Oh, come on, flashlight. There you go. And you got here. How many watts is it? It's about 10 watt USB charger. But the fun part is it's got a built-in inverter that you can run things.
Yeah, AC. Like
a fan. It's only 150 watts, so you can't run your refrigerator or your microwave off of it. But you can run a few lights and a fan or something like that in the event of a power failure. And it does have the built-in flashlight. So it's a cute little toy. It's about $34. It's about $45 for the brand name. This is a knockoff Chinese manufacturer one that I saw on sale on Amazon for about $34. And I waited for Prime Day to see if I could get it a little bit cheaper. And it was $2 off, which was okay. So I said, sure, fine, we'll go ahead and order it. But on going to check out, I discovered that I'd got a gift card. So the thing was free.
Ah.
So not bad.
No.
For a little toy. Hope you enjoyed the video and have a good day and keep up the good work.
That is awesome. I love that.
Yeah, because those batteries just sit around.
And not cheap, those batteries. I have a few, and I know that they're lithium-ion batteries. You know, I know that when I go to buy another one, they're expensive.
They are.
So that was Ryobi brand. I did a quick search, and here's the... This is not the one that was being shown, because that was a third party, but here it is for $40.
Oh, that's very good.
Look at that. Like, that seems fantastic. I would get that. I can imagine wanting that camping. That sounds like the best.
Yes, it's a great idea.
To take camping.
So, Michael, thank you, Michael. You'll get the current issue of Mad, the December issue, with 20 pages of original material. And that's a great video. So we're looking for more videos, okay? So like Mike, just make sure it's horizontal format. And we can hear you and see the product. You can be in it if you want, but you don't have to be, okay? Most people are shooting their own videos with their phone, so pretty impossible to be in it. Make a video 1 to 3 minutes, anything to do with a gadget. Like that battery converter is really clever. Put it up on YouTube. When you upload a video, there's a drop-down menu. You can click unlisted. And then YouTube gives you a URL, which you email to us, mail@gizwiz.tv. And when we show your video, you get the current issue of Mad Magazine, mail@gizwiz.tv. And get another one soon.
Do it now. Get on your videos. Thank you. That was perfect. Those are a really cool gadget. With that, let's move on to the letter. This is a good one.
letter is from Raymond Wick, who writes, Boldy Mate exists. We've gotten more mileage out of year after year with Foldy Mate.
Oh, my gosh. And for those of you who don't know the saga, God, 5 years ago now, we saw a gadget at CES something like that. It was a long time ago.
A long time.
The gadget promised to fold your clothes. It was called Foldy Mate. It was pretty big, you know, almost small refrigerator size, like a small, tiny refrigerator size.
A few thousand dollars, right?
Yeah, and you'd feed it your clothes, and it would grab it with two clips. Magic would happen inside, and folded clothes would pop out, and we never really quite saw a working version of it. Now, the company had said that we do this commercially. It's, you know, we have the technology, and we were kind of, I don't know, it's just become something we were fascinated with. And year after year, delays and not hearing anything. And anyway, so there's new news, you're saying.
Yes, yes. He said, I thought you and Chad would get a kick out of this. And he put a link in.
Their website.
FoldyMate. And I believe.
You can.
First of all, they made it. If this is for real.
They made it.
It's about a third the size of the original.
Is that only 250 euros? There's no way. I have to move closer to my screen. What does this say?
Oh, is it not available in America? What is this? Regular? Oh, are they fire selling them already? It's half price.
Seems like a scam. How on earth, this thing was supposed to be thousands of dollars, and it's only like $200. It's also foldymate.website, which is like the most suspicious name for a website ever.
How foldymate, oh my God, track my order?
I'm just nervous about it. It seems fake.
Did you find it in America? Oh, it says shipped by FedEx, so it must be available. It's sort of showing Chad in that thing.
Magic happening is what it's actually showing. That's not
real. I see. It's pulling it in.
And then magically, I don't know what is happening. This is about the same demo we got. It would take it in, and then out would pop folded clothes. I don't think this is real, Dickie D.
Well, at one of the events, we thought that they just had a rack with the same clothes on the bottom, and the wrinkled clothes disappeared, and then somebody pushed out the folded clothes at the bottom. We never saw it actually do something. But they don't have an American version with dollars. That worries me, too. Are they just trying to sell it overseas?
I don't know. I am now worried that this is not even real, because $250 for that device seems like too good to be true. So that's the biggest red flag. And I don't see like any, I don't know. Like literally, this is making less and less sense. This photo on their main page makes absolute no sense. Why are they showing a lady folding clothes by hand?
Oh, that's interesting.
That makes no sense. This is the opposite of what the Foldy Mate makes and does.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. And there's no Foldy Mate in the picture. Just a clothes hamper.
I think this is a scam. I think this is not real. I think they're using the Foldy Mate's assets. Like, I think that someone was like, you know what? This is a company that went down, and maybe people will try to buy it.
Be.
Like, literally, it seems scam-like. I don't know. Just everything about it screams scam.
Steven Toronto said, this scam is only available in Europe.
Very funny, though. Foldymate.website, if you want to go see the scam for yourself. Yeah, I like the 100% satisfied customers. Yes. That's some of our chat is focusing on that too, which is pretty funny. That's right after this photo that doesn't make any sense. Is the 100% satisfied customers.
Yeah. Maybe FoldyMate takes your clothes and sends it to those two people to fold it up. Maybe when you put the clothes in there, it says, a little light says, wait 2 weeks.
You don't realize you're actually just hiring this lady. She'll yes, come exactly. to your house. Yeah. This is what you're actually... This is, you're just hiring, it's her, yeah. She's made a service named FoldyMate, and yes, exactly. It's just like the, like, Minute
Maid. She says, wait till I get behind the machine, and okay, now you can, now put a shirt in, okay, and then she folds it, and she puts it in the drawer at the bottom. She says, are you done, because I want to go home now.
On August, here's the FoldyMate Wikipedia. History, let's just go down here to August 2021. Yeah. The company sent an email to customers who submitted the $85 bond informing that the company has gone bankrupt and is requesting customers to submit a form to get the $85 deposit back. Yeah, I don't think this is a real. I think they shut down. Customers were required to submit the form by February 1st, 2022.
That... That is a riot.
Yeah, I think someone like literally like was like these images and GIFs and animations of the FoldyMate working will be a good scam. People will think that this is amazing,
yeah.
And
but that was very smart to pick up on the photo. Is it's a lady folding clothes with no sign of a FoldyMate.
No, yeah. No, funny. Funny. Well, the FoldyMate story lives on, even if the FoldyMate does not.
Raymond Wick, really thank you.
Funny.
Thank you.
Yes. Thank you, Raymond, for sounding the alarm. FoldyMate news. FoldyMate news.
Oh, yeah. When you go to CES, see if they're there.
Yes.
I doubt it.
I don't think so. I don't think so. Maybe we'll see FoldyMate.website there.
Maybe.
Well, you never know. You never know.
Yeah. Look in the spam exhibit.
Exactly. I will. I want to say thank you to our patrons over at patreon.com/gizwiz. Thank you so much for supporting our show. How Patreon works is every time we upload an episode, you guys support the show. So thank you for your support. If you want to give back, please consider giving back at Patreon, or you can give back via PayPal. Our website, gizwiz.tv, has a Patreon tab right at the top of the website. There you'll find a big banner to Patreon or a tiny little link to PayPal. So however you give back, thank you. Thank you so much for your support of our show. And head on to gizwiz.tv. That's where you can watch the show live just about every Thursday. Now, Thanksgiving is coming up on Thursday, so we'll be recording the show a day early on Wednesday this month. And that will mean that Giz Fizz, which normally records on Wednesday, will be moved to Friday. And also, Giz Fizz is sure. Friday tomorrow, the 15th, if you're watching the show live. There's just some schedule changes. Those schedule changes will be at the top of the website. Also, always at the top of the website, gizwiz.tv. Head on over there. And when we're live, the live stream will pop up right there on the main page. So head on over there and join the chat room. Watch the live stream when we're live. If you don't watch it live, don't worry about it. You can catch it after the fact on our website, gizwiz.tv. Gizwiz.biz, different website. That's Diggy D's website. He writes articles about all of the gadgets that we cover on the show. So if you're ever needing a link or a write-up, a reminder about a gadget, head on over to gizwiz.biz. While you're there, you can play What the Heck Is It? This is what we're theming our crappy corner on. This is it. This is the entire gadget, not just a piece or a part of the gadget. And so if you think you know what this is, you can get a guessin' over gizwiz.biz. I hate to give it away, but this is Fisher-Price's My First Crystal Ball for the Madame Leotas in the audience. If you think you know what this is, 6 Men Magazines for correct answers, 12 Men Magazines for funny, clever or hilarious answers, so get a guess in over at gizwiz.biz. That about wraps it up for this week. We'll see you next week.
I'll be here.